automakers kick into high gear.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson with a look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day. And let's start with the numbers. Stocks are higher at the open this morning. The Dow up 57 points or 0.4% at 14,630. The NASDAQ up 0.6%, and the S&P 500 up 0.4%. We're getting sales figures for March from the automakers this morning, and Chrysler says it was the company's best month for sales since 2007. Julie Neiman is an analyst with Smith Moore & Company, and she is with us now from St. Louis. Good morning.
Morning, Jeremy.
Well, so Julie, analysts had said that this could be the best month for auto sales in 5 years, and it looks like, at least from the early numbers, it is.
And it's going to continue on. The auto industry has had to overcome really jittery consumers, but it looks like they're keeping their jobs. They've got a little more disposable income. And the biggest thing is this is the oldest fleet in over 10 years. They're driving next to the curb. AAA's on speed dial. You also had cash for clunkers. That destroyed the entire used car market, so everybody had no choice but to buy new. And with the low rates and easy financing, it's making things very, very easy and affordable for consumers to finally get back in. And Obama helped, too, because fuel efficiency, the cost of gasoline, new standards are coming in, new reengineered products. We're not looking at the cost of gasoline going down meaningfully to pre-depression levels, so these new fuel-efficient cars are very consumer-friendly as well.
And we're going to get the employment report this Friday from the Labor Department. What is the impact in terms of auto jobs from these strong sales of the auto companies?
Well, that's where the jobs are. You know, right now, it's about the best hope we've got. They were hit the hardest, and they had the most room to expand. If you take a look at the industry itself, they've got research labs, supplier factories, assembly lines, retail showrooms. There are about 8 million jobs in the auto industry. Right now, they're estimating that they can expand by maybe about 34,000 more hires over the next 4 years. It's a good multiplier effect. And then you have local businesses that support restaurants, groceries, retail. That's about another 300,000 jobs that can be filled there. So it has a great multiplier effect here.
Still a lot of room to grow, I guess. Julie Neiman, analyst with Smith Moore & Company, thanks as always.
You bet.